I'm here with Mary Hartney of the Florida Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association, and Mary's just going to talk about what's going on with the Fertilizer and Agrochemical Association in the industry.
Thanks, Alex. Love being here in Tallahassee, and of course, in a great debt of gratitude to our bill sponsor, Senator Wilton Simpson in the Senate, and then Representative Neil Cumby in the House for their work to repeal the supplemental pesticide registration fee. As you've told folks before, that represents a $1.8 million impact on the industry, and it's time for this onerous and burdensome fee to go away now that the economy has recovered since the disastrous 2009 budget year. So really delighted to see that it's moving through. Eager to find out when allocations will be released so that we can see about getting the appropriations to cover that, because we don't want to leave the chemical residue laboratory shorthanded or unfunded. So working very diligently to get the general revenues to support the chemical residue lab.
And Mary, just talk a little bit about what that supplemental fee does for people who don't necessarily understand.
Sure. It was added on in 2009 to fund the Chemical Residue Lab, but what it did was paid an additional $315 on active ingredients for which there is a food tolerance residue established by the federal government. And so it has caught up in an unintended consequence way those kind of products that would never show up in food that the chemical residue lab would be testing for. So products that are in flea collars, used on ornamental plants, they're paying for the chemical residue lab, but they're never going to be in the food. So it's an inappropriate application for that fee to those type of products, and we certainly are working hard to get it repealed.
Thank you, Mary. Alex Lucas, Southeast AgNet.